Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. Good. I guess happy Halloween almost. It's going to
be almost there.
Almost there.
Which means
your kid's way beyond Halloween.
She's excited about her. She's 20 years old. She's still excited about the costume she's wearing to her little work get together.
She still has that in her. Yeah.
And since you mentioned Halloween. The tradition is now the following weekend we fall back, so remember that next Saturday night. Don't come in an hour late.
You don't want to miss the Real Estate Hour.
That's right.
Yes, you don't want to just make sure. My wife and I were talking about that yesterday. When is the fall back period and all that kind of good stuff? So it's next weekend, huh?
Yes. They moved it after Halloween a couple of years ago, which is probably a good decision because it gets darker earlier. I guess it was a good decision. I don't know if that happened.
What do you think about the proposition to go to, I guess they want to go to standard, they just want to go to DLI Saving Times all the time?
Yeah, I don't have any feeling for that, although it is a little weird when it gets dark at 5 o'clock, which it will be a week from tomorrow.
I kind of like that.
Or a week from today.
I kind of enjoy that, so. I like the changes and all that good stuff. I mean, we live in California, so the only kind of like season we get is when they change the clocks back or something, where the clocks forward and all that kind of good stuff. Well, good morning once again to y'all out there in the real estate land. Welcome to the Real Estate Hour. You know, it's so great to live in this county, and you know, we've talked about this county being a destination county. Why our prices are such as they are, and a lot of that has to do with where we live. And just you know, I mean, I love to take a car and go up to Cloverdale, and then you go through Cloverdale, and then you go up where that hamburger stand is there. Then you make a left on 128, Highway 128. And so my wife and I took the dog, and went all the way out to the coast, up to Mendocino, and then came down all the way down the coast again, back through Guerneville. You know, and that's a long drive, but it was beautiful. It was gorgeous out yesterday. But I noticed the really interesting is that in Anderson Valley, and it must be because of the grape varietal, that, you know, when you go over through Healdsburg now, you live up in that neck of the woods, or your parents were, what, in Cloverdale?
I was born and raised in Cloverdale,
yeah.
Yes.
So, but I noticed that the colors are not changing that dramatically, you know. And then, but when we got into Anderson Valley, it was incredible. I mean, so it must be because I think they have a cool crop varietal up there. I think that they make a lot of champagne in that area. And, you know, but the colors up there at Anderson Valley were just gorgeous. So if you get a chance to, you want to take a ride today, go up, you know, go through Anderson Valley, go to Boonville, go out to Navarro. I mean, one of the most beautiful wineries is the Navarro Winery. And it's about, I don't know how far it is out of Boonville, maybe about, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 miles. But it's just a great drive to go out there. You go through, I was a Boy Scout and went to Camp Navarro when I was a kid and all that kind of good stuff. But the vineyards are just gorgeous up to this time of the year. So if you get a chance to run up there, you know, do so. We went to Mendocino, we bought some sandwiches, had a little picnic out there in the headlands, and it was gorgeous.
If you haven't been on 128, though, if you get car sick, be prepared for that. It's
well, you know, see, I don't even bring that up. You know, I mean, yeah. I figure, what the heck? You're going into the country. What do you want, a 4-lane freeway? Get out of it. Well, yeah, come on, you know? I mean,
well,
seriously.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, really. It's like my favorite roads are always windy roads because I've always been a sports car kind of guy. And I love twisty roads. Coleman Valley Road. Look at that thing.
So you just fly through.
Coleman Valley Road is like a 1-lane road in parts, yeah. You know? But you just, you know, grit and bear it, man. That's all I can tell you. But I'll tell you what, and I made an observation, Joe, that roads in Mendocino are like glass. I couldn't believe how nice they were once we got, you know, out of 128, and then we got into, you know, over the hill into Boonville and going up Mendocino. The roads were just fabulous. And then we drove all the way back down, which is that's a tough drive because it gets fatiguing, not necessarily –
focusing.
You know, not necessarily getting sick or anything, but it's just, you know, back and forth, around and around, all that kind of stuff. But I kind of like that. My wife, we sold my wife's Miata about a month ago to a young kid. We used to take that up there and just haul butt through it. My wife drove her Miata like a Buick. I drove it like a Miata, you know, like it needs to be driven. Anyway, so a number of things today. We're going to have a little shark alert and tell you about some scams going on. And, you know, I read a study about how they've, and this may sound like duh to you, but they found out that if they get to seniors and they basically warn them of certain things over and over again, they'll get it. Well, yeah, I would kind of say, okay, yeah, that's I think I can learn that. But unfortunately, a lot of seniors never, you know, really get educated as to this fact. And it's the sheer, I think, sitting down with somebody and show them what could possibly happen that they grasp it better. And we're going to have a shark alert about this. This is kind of a seasonal Halloween shark alert. So we'll come back after the break and chat about that. But then we're going to talk about senior housing and where that's going because, you know, unfortunately, I resemble that remark. And so we aging baby boomers. But it's really interesting how the boomers are going to change the entire world of senior living and alleged retirement communities and alleged senior housing. Because we don't think we're seniors. We still think we're 25 years old. You know, I'm sorry. Every one of my boomer friends is you know, now doing things that they probably wouldn't even done when they were in their 20s. But that's the whole thing about, you know, boomers and how we're going to change the world of retirement and the way houses are built and the way they're incorporated. We talked about this before. It's an interesting phenomenon is that I wrote an article for the PD, I think a couple of years ago when the PD was allowing, you know, certain people to write articles for them. And it was I called it the clash of the generations. And we had generations where mom and dad were giving their kid, right, Joe, money to go buy a house. Well, it turns out the house the kid was trying to buy is what mom and dad were trying to buy too, because they were selling their big house and wanting to move down. And so here you had a mom and a dad and a kid trying to buy the same house and then finding afterwards that you were the people who aced us out. Sorry, kids. You know, it was the parents who came in because the parents have more cash. They have, you know, they've sold their house. They have the money in the bank so they could come in and beat up their youngsters trying to buy the same house, in which they were. The reason I say the same house is that they were single level, you know, smaller 1,200, 1,300 square feet, you know, and they were moving down and getting rid of the 3,500 square foot house and doing all that kind of stuff. So it's it was an interesting article. But we're starting to see that nowadays also, I think, but you're also seeing, you know, the downtown area where they're building for alleged millennials, the seniors are finding out that the seniors are going, we like this. We want to live down there downtown because we don't have any kids. We don't care if there's not any schools. You know, we want to have, you know, close to shopping, low maintenance. We can come and go and do what we're going to be doing, how we are going to recreate ourselves now that we are, quote, retired, unquote, that type of thing. So we're going to come back and chat about that. We'll have a shark alert. And then we're going to talk about measure N, which is, you know, going to have a tough road to hoe. That's the affordable housing bond. So we'll come back and chat about that. Your calls, 636-1350, 636-1350. Give us a call. You can also listen to us at 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM and also on KSRO.com. It's really a funny joke because I had I get the analytics of some posts I make on my blog and stuff like that. And we have people that tune us in from all over the world, which is very, very cool. That's the thing about the internet, which is so much fun. So those folks listening, and I think I had somebody from Lancaster, England, who was listening. Is there a soccer team in Lancaster or something?
Asking the wrong person.
Oh, come on. Yeah, we don't know.
Probably.
Soccer. Yeah.
It's England.
I talk about football, but football's gone. I mean, Cal beat Washington, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
That was good timing.
And San Jose got its first win of the season.
Did they?
They did. They did. That. It was a come behind thing too. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Cool.
How about that?
You know, you mentioned Cal, and real quickly, I was watching the Stanford game, and all of a sudden, that was for first place, sole possession of first place. The Cal score came out about the fourth quarter. Stanford was a super football game. Unfortunately, it didn't end up well.
Nope. Not their year this year. Anyway, so we will take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Give us a call if you want, 636-1350. You can also text me if you're so inclined, 707-322-8503. I know my friend Leon, who we're doing a deal with, always texts me and says, Mike, say this, cover that, do this. I sometimes just don't check it, but I will check it today. So 636-1350 is my text. You can
no, go that's ahead. The call-in number.
Like I said, that's the call-in number. Right. The text number.
Take two.
Take two. 322-8503. 322-8503. We'll take a break, come back. Before I give out any more wrong numbers. Okay, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Markets on your mind? Thinking about your 401k? Stay in the know with KSRO. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. What's happening in the markets and why? From FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Uh-oh, here he comes again. That guy with the big...
He even came in on time this time.
He did. Those big old pearly whites, man, trying to get into your wallet, take a big bite out of you. Here he comes. Look out. He's in the water, folks. That shark. You're going to watch out for those shark alerts. Guy's got the shark bite with those big in your wallet, man. Next thing you know, your wallet will be ripped to shreds. Well, we got a shark alert for you, and it's kind of... Ooh, that's scary. He's going to come. He's going to get you. Oh, look out. It's the first bite. All right. Jeez. Boy, Joe got into it today. All right. Well, look, we got a shark alert for you. Tone deaf. He's supposed to fade him out. Okay. That's good. We're good. We can have some fun. It's almost Halloween. So anyway, I need the right story here. There's a woman, okay, in Toronto, 27 years old, Joe, and she was charged for pretending to practice witchcraft. Pretending to practice witchcraft. Fraud in possession of stolen property after allegedly convincing a 67-year-old man, all right, to get her more than $600,000 by promising him she could ward off evil spirits, Canadian police said. Met him. She was a, what do you call it? What do you call the people that tell you things are going to happen in the future. Come on.
Psychic.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. I'm glad I'm here to help.
So am I, because I don't have the Google screen in front of me. But no, she was actually.
I did not use Google.
You did not. You just right off the top of your head. Yeah. But the law isn't built. Let's see. This is off the article. This is on the. Where did I read this anyway? It was iHeartRadio. I was listening to another station this morning. The law isn't built out of some pre-Salem witch trials hysteria, York Regional Police say. The law specifically deals with individuals who fraudulently portray themselves as having a psychic or fortune-telling abilities in order to scam people out of their money. What was that movie with Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg? Where she was the
ghost,
yeah. Where she was the
and
fake.
I didn't Google that one either.
That was good. She was a fake psychic, but yeah,
that was a good movie.
It was a good movie. But the thing about this is that this gal got this guy to give her $600. He had her sell his house. Now I say this kind of funny because it's about practicing witchcraft and it's Halloween, but I wanted to talk, and the reason I brought this up is to the bigger picture of scams when it comes to seniors. And, we've heard about this forever. You've heard me talk about it here on the show. We've had some people come on the show, and we will in the future also have somebody who works a lot with retirees and seniors and what to watch out for. And I was reading this study where they talked about, you really need to educate seniors as to scams. And one of those things is psychics. And I know a lot of us go, who would listen to a psychic? Well, there's a lot of lonely people out there, okay, and a lot of them unfortunately are seniors. And I tell new agents who are just starting in the business, and they live in a certain area, and they want to what we call farm that area, and I say, go find a senior who's home. All right, and become their friend. Check on them, adopt them, and because a lot of seniors are living by themselves, they're lonely. That's why telephone scams are so horrible, when it comes to seniors, because they're sitting there by themselves, and the phone rings, and yes, they are the only people who still have landlines. Okay, and people know that. I mean, look at do you have a landline, Joe?
I do.
Do you ever use it?
We do. Actually, I've tried to talk my wife into.
But most people, if they have their choice, they're going to use their cell phone. It's right next to them.
Yeah, unlimited. No doubt.
Really? No doubt. I mean, you don't have to. Like, I called my buddy Al. He's on his cell phone, and he goes, "Gee, Mike, I'm just leaving the house," and I went, "So what? You got a cell phone? Leave the house." He went, "Oh yeah, I guess I could do that, couldn't I?"
A lot of people have just. They don't have landlines anymore.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. Okay, but the people who do, I got news for you, are seniors. They still have their landlines. They're probably the only old school.
Yeah.
We had four fire chiefs at our realtor breakfast on last Tuesday, and I'll talk about this a little later on. But they said they were using these alerts that ring people's telephones. And they said, how many people have telephones in the audience? And, we're a bunch of realtors and lenders, but we have a pretty broad spectrum of ages, but almost everybody didn't have a landline anymore. So that thing is not working. Landlines are just not working when it comes to alerting people. And I don't know about you, but when the phone rings in the middle of the night, I just let it go to voicemail. I really don't. I have my phone in my other room. Anyway, so going kind of like broad of field here. But the thing is that, the fraud when it comes to seniors is something you really need to be careful of. And I tell my new agents, kind of adopt that senior. Get to know what they're doing. Become friends with them. See, if they have any children. See if they have an emergency line they can go to where somebody can help them. And this kind of thing. Because, if you see somebody like in your senior, all of a sudden you see some roofers up there on the house, or you see people started working around that, the house doing things that maybe that don't need to be done, that could be a scam going on. So we have Deborah on the phone. Maybe Deborah will address this issue also. Deborah, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for your show.
You're welcome. Morning. You're welcome.
I just wanted to add something, though, about the cell phones versus landline
uh-huh.
and syncing that idea up to seniors. While I certainly see that. I know that because my father-in-law had a landline, and that was up in Oregon, and they joked around with him that was he in an antique house. But what is also very real around here, particularly around here, is that there's a very a large number of very smart seniors that realize that the frequencies coming from the cell phones are detrimental to their neurological function. So I wouldn't necessarily discount all of seniors as not understanding that they need a cell phone. Many don't want them because they are dangerous. They are weapons.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's another story altogether. But thank you for your call, Deborah. We appreciate that. But, you know, the thing is that when you can look at the age cohort of who has landlines, and, you know, regardless of what Deborah feels about cell phones being weapons, I thought maybe it's something you could do when next time you get robbed, hold up your cell phone and go, get back. You know, I'm sorry, I'm just joking at Deborah's expense. But the thing is that, you know, you got to be careful with those because people on the cell phones the reason scammers call cell phones or landlines is that they know who was on the other end of that line. And unfortunately, you've just got to be careful with it. But so it turns out this woman who was practicing witchcraft scammed this guy, told him he had to sell his house, Joe. So he sells his house for $600,000 and gives it to, you know, the alleged witch, you know, or the alleged, the alleged psychic. And then she makes him, she says, I need another $6,000 to burn. I have to burn the $6,000 to protect the $600,000 that you gave me to ward off all the evil spirits. So what did the guy do? He sold his car. And he gave her $6,000. So, you know, and you think who, what idiot would do that? And it's not a matter of that. I mean, I remember hearing one time a guy, and I forget what show it was, but he was talking about these African scams, you know, the Nigerian scams where, you know, you need to send us $500 so we can send you the lotto check you won for, you know, $50 million. And this one guy had given them something on the order of $50,000. Every time they would call him, they would say, you know, geez, we run into this problem with processing. And he was sending them over $5,000, $10,000, and they had him on the phone. And he goes, no, I know I'm going to get the check. It's going to come in any day now. And he just could not believe, you know, that this was happening. So, you know, in some really smart people get sucked into these scams. So just be mindful of that. And even though this is kind of a witch thing and it's Halloween, all that kind of good stuff, but just be aware that there are scammers out there, you know, who will definitely go in and try to get, you know, our seniors who are sitting there, even on their cell phones, or even on their landlines. And it doesn't really matter, but if you're alone and by yourself and you're a certain age cohort, you know, they're going to go after it. So just be careful, okay? And, you know, be mindful of if you have a senior and you hear certain things that they're doing, you know, just keep asking questions because you may save them a heck of a lot of money. I mean, people have been known to have their savings just wiped out. So we'll take a break and come back more with Measure. And we're going to chat about that a little bit because that is for affordable housing. We'll be right back after these words. You know,
switch to crystal clear KSRO FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Putting to death 11 people, wounding 6 others yesterday at a Pittsburgh synagogue is himself in fair condition at a hospital, say local officials in the past hours. Robert Bowers with several gunshot wounds. Pittsburgh City Council member Erica Strasburger on the Squirrel Hill neighborhood where the massacre took place.
We had outpouring of support, not just from the Jewish community, but from the Muslim community, the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh, the Hispanic and Latino community.
I'm Pete Combs in Pittsburgh. Bob Jones, special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office at the FBI, says the police officers who confronted Bowers saved lives.
Had Bowers made it out of that facility, there is a strong possibility that additional violence would have occurred.
Bowers is hospitalized now with multiple gunshot wounds. Mayor Bill Peduto says his city will overcome this tragedy.
We have been knocked down, and we have found ways to stand back up. And we've always done it in one way, by working together.
Pete Combs in Pittsburgh. I'm Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Blue skies are on the way, but today partly cloudy at 72, 64 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 47, 51 on the shores. Sunny for tomorrow at 74, 66 in Bodega Bay. A bit warmer for Tuesday, mostly sunny then at 79, 70 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. And my friend Leon Geisberg, who's over at Berkshire Hathaway, he and I are doing a transaction now on a house I had up on Grace Drive. You heard me talk about that before. And what we did is we dropped the price underneath the $600,000 range, and we got like four offers on it. And this is about a month ago. But what we had was, because this is the one where they stole the kitchen. It had no kitchen in the house. Remember we talking about that? And so what they were doing is a renovation loan. So, and it's a very good way if you have a real fixer-upper property. And I do have another one coming up, Leon, in case you're interested. It's that one I had on Willowside Road last year. We're finally going to put that back on the market. We had to go through some issues with occupancy and all that kind of good stuff. But that'll be coming on probably for under six. 1 acre, 1926 farmhouse, needs a new septic system. Got an old barn, water tower, kind of cool little property right on the corner of Willowside and Pioneer Road. But Leon, this one we had with Leon Geisberg, and it was a renovation loan. And basically how it works, folks, is almost like a construction loan where you get paid, you know, to do the work to get the property up to a certain point where you can do a takeout loan. And this property, like I said, had no kitchen. So the thing about renovation loans is that they take a while to get. They're pretty involved. Leon said it was quite a learning process for him. I've done them. I tried them before. They're very expensive to get, but they allow somebody to get into a house without having to spend a lot of their own cash, okay, to get the property up to speed so they can get what we call a takeout loan or a regular fixed 30-year loan. So a great deal for his clients. They got a beautiful spot in Grace Track. They're happy. I think we're closing in early November on that. But they are kind of a pain in the butt. But like I said, in this market where we have, the sales have dropped pretty precipitously, where people are out looking for not so much deals, but maybe looking, You know, if you're selling your house looking for something to attract them to your property, if you do have a property that needs a lot of work, you know, consider maybe doing a renovation loan. And a renovation loan would allow somebody to come in and, you know, the way the bank works is that they basically state that, okay, here's the price you're buying it for. Here's the price it's going to look like when it's fixed up. Okay, in our particular case, I think it was like $700,000 they felt when it was going to fix up. So the difference in that, they loan money to get the actual work done. Okay, so it's kind of a cool project. So we'll probably have somebody come on the air and chat a little more in depth about that. So that's kind of the way the market is. All right, so right now let's talk about Measure N. And Measure N is the housing bond. And it, you know, and unfortunately with the housing bond is that it needs that vaunted, you know, two-thirds, you know, vote, you know, because it's, you know, considered, you know, a tax. So it is an assessment on your property, and the assessment value is about $29, you know, per 100,000. So, you know, when you look at the medium-priced home, you know, here in lovely Sonoma County, we're about $670, and you know, so it's not hard to figure that out. $29 times 6.7 is pretty much what you're looking at. So in this case, it's going to be something like, you know, probably $180 a year, you know, to pay this. But it's kind of like a self-tax, because what you're doing is you're saying, okay, fine, what we're going to do is agree to, you know, fund this bond, and the bond itself is going to be for $124 million. And the nice thing about this bond is that it will be multiplied, some feel, by an order of eight, because when you have the initial funding, you can call upon, you know, state and federal other contributions, and it can really increase, you know, what you can do as far as funding is concerned for certain projects. Pretty much everybody's on board, except for, interesting enough, the Graton Rancheria and the union, the Builders Union, and simply because the way the measure was struck, it did not have safeguards for union jobs as far as what the union wanted. They wanted, you know, to have a little more say, but, you know, the other parties felt that, no, this is not a union deal, this is a housing deal. So, you know, they're going to hopefully will work that out in the future, and there will be some, you know, union will have, you know, a say in how the money is going to be spent. But the big deal is that it's going to go towards, hopefully, affordable housing. Now, you know, they're saying it could be possibly, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 affordable housing units built, you know, and, you know, these bonds are all fine, guys, but I'll tell you what, we need a consciousness change. And that's a bigger deal, because it's, you know, and we've talked about it here on the show before. People just don't want it in my backyard. And we know all about NIMBYism. And that, to me, is one of the stronger issues we have, is that, sure, we love affordable housing, but put it over there. You know, don't put it near my house, because I don't want those affordable people living around my house. you know, they had that big issue with the units in Windsor, and I spoke to, you know, one of the politicians down there about that project, and he goes, I know, can you believe it? He goes, here, we said it was for renters, and they were going, we don't want renters here. So, well, who do you think renters are? You know, they're the people that work, that serve you all the time. They're the people that are probably working at Starbucks. There's a whole bunch of people out there that prefer or cannot buy who need to rent someplace, all right? And, you know, you complain about traffic, you complain about the air is not quality, good quality. Then again, you won't allow affordable housing to be built within the county, so people don't have to travel as far. So it just, don't get me started. Anyway, but so Measure N, it does need a two-thirds vote, you know, and I think it's a viable measure that will, you know, get through the ballot process. It does need a two-thirds vote. It's polling very well, but not to the big numbers we need, because that's a big hurdle. You know, that's the thing about, you know, the way we do some of our taxes, that has to have that two-thirds, threshold to get approved. So, you know, right now, if you can, if you haven't voted, please vote. Okay. I mean, I think what's going on in the nation nowadays, I think you're going to hopefully, you know, we're going to see a lot of people voting again, and voting in big numbers, even though it's an off year election. We have two propositions that we feel we're very excited about, and that's, we call it high five, hang 10. All right. So yes on five, which is the ability to take your old Proposition 13 tax base to any county in the state of California. And we feel this would free up a lot of people. We have so much empirical data on this from realtors who you talk to them about people that want to move up here, but they don't want to leave their own Proposition 13 tax base behind. So that's a pretty dramatic thing we see day in and day out up here. And then, you know, no on 10, which is the repeal of Costa-Hawkins. You know, when you look at, we need affordable housing, the last thing you need here in Sonoma County is rent control. Because what would happen with that? I know a lot of this is private and public sector money that they want to work with, this $124 million housing bond. A lot of people aren't going to come in here with rent control because why would they want to do that? They try to project out certain return on investment. And guys, that's the real world. Okay, I'm sorry. We just don't have money to build things for free. All right. The reason they're using this particular bond is to get leverage. Granted, Burbank Housing, okay, we'll be able to do some projects. But Burbank Housing, guys, is not going to solve the housing issue in Sonoma County. It's going to take a combination of private and public sector buildings, nonprofit builders. And if you put rent control on top of that, you know, a lot of these are going to have, especially the low-income properties, when they're built, they have certain rents built into them. So you have that protection as it is. So high five, yes on five, no on 10. And then, you know, I would really encourage you to look at, you know, Measure N and just see if you can support it. I'm supporting it. A lot of the folks that I know and respect are supporting it. So if you get a chance to take a really hard look at it, Measure N in the Santa Rosa ballot. And if you can, this is obviously for Santa Rosa people, go ahead and see what you can do. Okay. We would appreciate that very much, because $124 million is going to go a long ways now, but there, you know, you will be taxing yourself. But, you know, you got to ask, okay, is it like $110, $120, $150 a year? Is that something that you can afford, to spend and have it brought into your taxes? Then there's the guys who want to repeal the gasoline tax, which I don't, you know, what? I can just see our roads without, you know, but we do spend a lot of money on taxes here. Joe's going, don't get me started. Anyway, so let's take a break and we'll come back and finish up with the real estate hour. Such as it is, we're going to talk about
the real estate hour with Mike Kelly.
Senior housing.
Mike will be right back with more right after on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Talk about those favors. If the children are listening, please leave the room. Hell, I'd pay 56 for deals.
There's wine stains all over the note
counter.
Everything.
Yeah.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. What is that noise? What is that?
Maybe it's the air conditioner.
Oh, it's the air. I thought it was my cell phone turning on me or something, you know. It's a weapon. Look out, it's going to shoot me. Happiness is a warm cell phone. Da, 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 da. Okay. Anyway, sorry for making fun of one of our listeners, and I shouldn't be doing that. But anyway, don't answer the phone. Is it ringing? Uh-oh, look out. Okay. Yeah, don't answer that phone. It might turn on you, Joe. But we're talking about senior housing, and we're talking about housing in general. And housing, you know, that's the – everybody I spoke with at the California Association of Realtors meetings, and we had thousands of realtors down there. Every organization, every board of realtors is talking, how can we have more affordable housing? It's on everybody's lips, you know. And I think, you know, there are certain things that are just happening right now in the state, and we're heading towards a renter state where the majority of the folks living here will be renting. And, you know, home ownership does so many different things to the economy. You know, there's an article I read yesterday about, you know, how the millennials are not buying houses until they get later on. They're predicting later on in their lives. And the thing about it is that when you looked at the age 30, where boomers were versus where millennials were in the home purchasing arena, almost 20% more boomers had bought property versus today with the millennials. So the thing is that even though millennials are, you know, they like to have five or six or seven different jobs before they're 30 years old because they're moving up and down the, you know, the corporate track, you know, getting a home, guys, is one of those things that you need to be aware of, all right? And, you know, it's a long-term great investment to have. You know, I mean, we bought our house at $41,000, and today, it's dramatically different. Okay, so, and this is the reason why you have, you know, time working for you over the course, or money working for you over the course of time. So, you know, just be aware of that. So if your kids are on the fence, Allison and I sold a real nice single gal a property 5 years ago, and she emailed us and said, hey, guess what, guys, I'm going to be doing some other stuff, but I want to rent my property out that you sold me. My parents want me to hold on to it because it's a great, you know, it's a great return on my investment. You know, the parents helped her out buying it. She got a heck of a deal. She refinanced and has got a really affordable payment, so she can rent that out. And, you know, she's going to have it. And she's a very young woman. I think she's probably maybe Allison's daughter's age, and 25, 26. So they're going to have that property for, you know, for a long, long time. And hopefully she'll buy two or three or four others. And by the time she's, you know, 50, she'll be sitting on a ton of cash and, you know, have some money to maybe retire early and maybe do the other things she wants to do with her life, whatever that may be at that time. So it's just a great, you know, way to build wealth. It always has been. Look at the stock market. The stock market lost all of its gains for 2018 within the last month. So all that great stuff we had going on in the stock market is gone. Right. So that's the nature of the stock market. I mean, you could, you know, like Warren Buffett says, put all your money into the S&P, close your eyes and don't listen to the news. You know, so Warren's a smart kind of guy. You know, Warren Buffett, Joe, had a farm when he was 16 years old, and he had a sharecropper on it who was taking care of the farm for him. He was 16 years old. Guy, you know, just amazing. Anyway, so getting back to what the heck are we talking about? Oh, senior living. What? You're making a point.
No, a caller called uh-huh. in. You mentioned the house you're selling that needs work in the kitchen,
right?
Or doesn't
renovation
have a kitchen
loan.
He said he was at the county dumps,
right?
And there was a pristine stove there from the 1930s.
Oh.
And he said it looked really, really nice.
Really?
If somebody's interested in it.
You know, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was probably it was probably at the stuff they recycle, right? That part of the dumpster.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, probably
I would guess. So yes, but
very cool.
Apparently, it looks in really good shape.
Wow, wow. Yes,
as much as good shape as you can be from the 1930s.
Are you saying even though I'm from the 1940s, I don't look good, Joe? What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm from the 1950s, so I
okay. I rest my case. Yeah, you rest. Okay, fine. No, but that's kind of an interesting thing because some people are really doing retro, you know, kitchens. I have a friend of mine who's buying a house in the old Burbank housing area, which is, you know, they were all built in the 1910s, probably 1890s, 10s, 20s, you know, the 1920s. And she has, the people who owned her house did a totally retro kitchen remodel, Joe. And she's got one of those old stoves, but it's new. Yeah, they're really cool, you know, with the little oven, you know, and it's just perfect for, you know, a little cute little place she's got. But, I mean, the whole place is all new stuff, but it's all period, you know, stuff, which is very cool. The worst thing I hate is to see a Victorian trying to make it into, a contemporary ugly house. It doesn't work. Anyway, so where in the heck was I? Oh, we're talking about senior housing. I think we were, weren't we?
Yes, you were.
Thank you.
I think so.
Okay, but I love this quote, and I want to read it to you because I think it kind of defines, you know, the nature of boomers and how we're going to redefine the world of retirement homes. You know, there's a great article, and this was out of Market Watch, but it was basically on a Stanford study they had done on, you know, the changing norms, you know, when it comes to retirement. And boomers... You know, he says they have, boomers believe the elder years should be a time of the four E's. You ready, Joe? The four E's. This is, now, remember this because you're going to be right behind me, all right? All right, the four E's.
I am right behind you.
The four E's, and with less hair, too. Time. Sorry.
Close call.
They call it the four E's. Engagement, enrichment, experience, and enjoyment. It's the purposeful years, you know, and if anything, you know, we baby boomers are a really interesting group is that we are not going gentle into that good night. You know, we're going to be the guys who are driving around in Harley Davidsons at 60 years old, which I don't think is a great idea, but have at it all you want to. I mean, there are certain attributes when you get older that you don't have when you're younger, and that's like your reflexes. I mean, take it from a guy who used to go jumping up and down cliffs, going trout fishing. You know, I went to Trinity this year, Joe. I looked down this mountain, this hillside. I had gone down that hillside for years, you know, and I looked down and I go, God, I went down that hill when I was younger, and I just ran back up it too, you know. But now I don't get near it. I went down to a level creek area, and that's when I fell on those rocks and broke my rod. You know, I mean, so it's just like, you know, you're not what you used to be. But there's some really interesting housing that's going on because boomers don't want to be stuck, you know, and I won't say, you know, I would probably say in a retirement home because, you know, that word to us is just like, no, don't put me there. You know, we're going to either age in place and you're seeing that with a lot of people who are moving down into single family houses. They're doing a lot of things to that. They're anticipating, you know, what they will be like in their elder years, or increasing maybe hallway sizes, redesigning their houses, lowering, you know, cabinet levels to a certain, you know, point, allowing maybe for a wheelchair in the future, or building a granny unit where they can live in and rent their house out and get income from that. But there's also, you know, the way they're doing, you know, senior housing nowadays is very interesting. There's a example in the university in Seattle, Merrill Gardens in there at the University of Seattle, and it's a triangular building. And part of the triangle, Joe, is senior housing. People that have retired, senior housing, and then there's student housing, All right. And then there's regular market value housing. And they're all living in the same area. Because why? Because a lot of people want to have multi-general experiences. We just don't want to hang out with a bunch of old farts like myself, you know, talking about, yeah, did you dig the Eagles, man? Oh, I love the Dubs, you know. I mean, who needs that for like the rest of your life, right? I don't need that. I want to get something else new going on in my life. But now I ticked off all my all my buddies are going, there's something wrong with the Eagles and the Dubs, man. No, they're not. But the thing about it is that there's other new exciting things out there that you could do with your life.
You're taking off a lot of people.
I'm just knocking them dead today.
You're on a roll.
There go my demographics. There goes my ratings. Anyway, but the thing about it is that that's going to be the – I think you're going to see that more and more in the future is that the seniors are going to want, especially the boomers, are going to want different ways to, you know, basically – you know, spend their elder years, so to speak. And one of those things is that, you know, what will I become next? And, you know, my wife has a book club she goes to, you know, every week. You know, they assign books. You know, she's volunteering. And she's retired. She's been retired now about 6 or 7 years. And I'm still working around. But still, I'm replaying my drums again. I played my drums last week, Joe, for 3 hours with some other guys. And I'm telling you, I forgot how physically challenging it is to play drums for 3 hours. Now, my bass player friend, you know, he's like going, dum, 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 you know, what, with two fingers, right? And I'm stomping on the left foot, stomping on the baseball on the right foot, moving my right hand all over the place, and got to do it all in different synchronization. And I was tired. I went home, man, and I was on the couch at 8 o'clock, and I was asleep. I mean, it wore me out, you know. So this is life in the senior lane, you guys, all right? Just get used to it. But that's the thing about it, is that boomers are that way. We're not going to get used to it. We don't want to get used to it. We're not going that way, all right? You know, don't give me the rocking chair in the cardigan sweater, you know, and that'll be it. And senior meals at Denny's at 5 o'clock or something, you know. We ain't going there.
3 o'clock.
Three o'clock, really. Yeah, they're in bed by five, yeah. Anyway, so but I love this. I think these are gonna be my four E's from now on. Engagement, enrichment, experience, and enjoyment. Isn't that great? Great. Well, that should be your life anyway, right? I mean, you should be that way, right? I mean, engagement, enrichment, experience, and enjoyment, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, so we're going to have some future guests. We're going to have Guliana Brockway. We're going to have her come on and talk about family trusts. You know, one of the great things I heard last week, a trust attorney told me this, is that if you folks who lost your houses in the fire and you had your house in a trust and now you got paid your insurance bill, okay, your insurance settlement, and say you've got $500,000 in the bank, it's no longer in your trust. So if you pass away, that's going to be probated. So you don't want probate, guys. So the reason you had a trust is to avoid probate, right? So take that money out and get it back into your trust, because that's a big, big issue, all right? So that's a tip for the day. And we will see you next Sunday. Beware of the scams out there. If any psychic calls you and says, hey, sell your house, give me the money, don't do it, all right? So tell them you heard it here on the Real Estate Hour. Tell them to call Mike. All right, I'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on the Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding